Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Honorable Senators, my name is David Campbell. I'm a state representative from Nashua, and I rise to oppose Hospital 648. I don't think I'm going to get many of these. This bill is about eminent domain, ostensibly. But if you just look around this room, you can tell that it has a different purpose. The purpose is to stop in the bud a project which has not even been applied for, and that's the Northern Pass. Now, I believe that New Hampshire businesses, New Hampshire citizens, New Hampshire as a whole, has the right to consider this project as a whole. And something like this, which is meant to derail it before it even happens, I think is folly. I think we need to look at this project and what it offers in its entirety. I'm not saying today that I'm prepared to endorse the Northern Pass, but I do, as a representative from Nashua, and somebody who cares about the energy costs of the state, I think we have a right to examine it and look at it. I mean, the project does offer the possibility of clean, renewable, inexhaustible energy. Not that comes from the Middle East, where we have to spend a lot of time, energy, and blood protecting our oil interests over there. It's on our own continent. It's within our own defense perimeter. It's in Canada. Canada is our friend, our ally, our biggest trading partner. We don't need to have no-fly zones over Canada. See, I knew I'd get some kind of reaction. Look at what eminent domain really is. Eminent domain is a system that is set up so that land can be taken for the public good. The public good means what is in the interest of the overall public. We couldn't build a railroad, a telegraph line, the interstate highway system, or any other utility line in this country if we didn't have the power of eminent domain. Now, I understand a lot of this may be moot because the public service company in New Hampshire right-of-way is going to be used for a large portion of this, the existing right-of-way is going to be used for a large portion of the transmission. But we don't know any of this because we still haven't even seen the proposal. All I'm saying is I think we have an opportunity and the responsibility to look at the whole project before we try to derail it with a piece of legislation that's clearly aimed at that purpose. I have one other issue I'd like to raise in the bill itself. HB 648, as amended, prohibits eminent domain for a transmission facility, quote, for a transmission facility so long as the transmission facility is not needed for system reliability. The bill does not define what system reliability is. What if the transmission facility doesn't meet that strict definition of whatever system reliability is? I think there are other important policy considerations like economic development, jobs, cleaner power, low electricity rates. Shouldn't system reliability just be one of the factors? We have energy costs right now of $100 a barrel of oil, $4 per gallon of gas. I don't think anybody in this room thinks those prices are going to go down in the next 10, 15, 20 years. We owe it to ourselves, I believe, to look at the project as a whole and not to be looking at a piece of legislation that is clearly aimed at just stopping the project.